And so from that up until now, no been no big fit, no kind of big job work done on here. Only just people fishing in Austin. It's a great fishing in Austin country now. That's most of what it is. Any kind of skill work, it's nothing like that going but fishing in Austin. Mm-hmm. Factory work, there's none of that going on no more.
You left about the time when there wasn't as much factory work, huh?
That's right.
Were most people leaving then?
That's right. They had to leave. There wasn't nothing here for them to do, because a lot of them here didn't know what it was. It was work here, but it was nothing but water work, fishing in Austin. And a lot of people didn't run back that water work, and they didn't even want to do it, and they left and went to other places to get jobs. And they made their home other places. We got people who was born on this island. All over the state of Florida, white and colored. We got colored people who was born on this island. We up in Chicago, Baltimore. That man out there is now his children all up in the state of Baltimore. I got grandchildren up in Rochester, New York. Got people over in Tarpon Springs, my sister over in Tarpon Springs. She was born right upstairs there in that house up there, in that room over at that old shop there 67 years ago. My baby sister, she's over at Tarpon. I was over with them last week before last night. And I got my son, he living in over to Sanford, Florida. He's born and raised. We got people all over this country. Mm-hmm. People up there in Gainesville, Florida was born and raised right here. Used to have work, you only had to leave to get work.
Mm-hmm. Are things harder on the colored people than the whites?
No.
Than the factories?
No. All of us was treated just alike. Wasn't no different in the way we was treated from the way we got along on this island. From them days back up until now, mm-hmm. we all got, and we had more colored people on this island, you may not believe it, and we did white.
When was this?
That was along in 1900, from 1901 on up to about 1925. We had more color on this island than we did white.
What about now?
We got more white. All of them. We ain't got no colored people here now. We got plenty of colored people born and raised here and living. But being on this island, ain't a few here now and a few there. There's old several.
How many would you say?
I ain't about 6 or 7 colored people on this island now.
On the whole island?
On this whole island. But we got colored people on property here, and they comes back and forth home. But they don't live right here. They got done them off and bought homes. Some of them paid for them, and some of them still paying for their home. We got people in Tampa on property here amongst the black. We got people in Tarpon. People in different places. Slap up and ball them more on property here. But none of them stay here. We ain't got about 7, I think it's 7 or 8 colored people. I ain't counting them. I know it is. Ain't no 8. They're living on this island right now. That's right.
What about the white people here? Are most of them newcomers?
Yeah, the majority of them now. There's most of the newcomers. Mostly all the old ones. We got that smart young who was born on this island, mostly on this island now, newcomers. All mostly a lot of northern people, a lot of Georgia people, mm-hmm. a lot of Florida people are new and coming in. It's bought up and bought up and bought up and building this place up the way it's at now. Because we got quite a few old settlers here yet, but yet still a majority of them here now is newcomers.